Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the weekly podcast with Diva of Duel, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and also sometimes General Hospital. And tonight we have Rose here.
Hi.
Hello. And the Diva, this is Anna, and Diva Carrie and Mama Hooch will be joining us in a little bit. So we'll start off now, and then they'll be joining us later on. Sorry for the little delay in the start. We had a little technical difficulty before starting tonight. So anyway, I want to give a shout-out to Bob and Amy Hapka at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. Hope they're doing well. They're good friends of the show. And also wanted to share some sad news. One of the people in our Diva of Duel family, Meg Christensen, lost her father this week of a sudden death. And
oh,
so
no.
We have all been thinking about her and just wanted to let her know that we're sending our prayers and thoughts her way. And I know the whole Diva community, which is her, comfort at this time and her family. So anyway, yeah, we really feel for Meg and want her to know we're thinking of her. It was a real, real sad situation. So anyway, Days of Our Lives. Full disclosure, haven't seen the entire week, saw some of it, but there's a few episodes I haven't seen yet. So, first of all, I know you always have great insight into the fashion report. So I was gonna let you start off with the fashion report, so I know you'll be burning to share something about it. So, feel free to share your thoughts.
I really couldn't see anything else this week besides the back of Sammy's dress.
Oh, that's true. That was a little different, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, it was a pretty dress in the front.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Nice.
In the front, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, the back, yeah. You're right. The back was distracting.
It was distracting from everything else. It was major black and white week, though. Everybody was wearing black and white.
That's
Kate,
true. Kate was wearing white.
Jordan stood out
yeah.
like a sore thumb because she was wearing purple.
She didn't get the memo, apparently. Of course,
she didn't get the memo. In my opinion,
she always kind of sticks out like a sore thumb, but that's another story.
Everybody else was pretty much wearing black and white. Rafe had on blue.
Maybe it was a Vatican theme week where the black and white the priest collar and all that. Maybe that was the thing.
There you go because Jordan's shirt matched the accents to the bishop's outfit. So
oh okay,
it's kind of a maroon color. So.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Kate's white throw looked really gorgeous. She always dresses so nice. Her fashion
oh, I
is
know.
Awesome.
I love,
always
I
right
love
on
her outfits. Mhm.
But
How
yeah, I was kind of distracted
week.
By. She dressed to impress. I mean,
She looked good. She looked good. I was thinking it was a little over, maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
over,
that's what I was going to say. It's a little overkill, but for what she was doing, but it looked very nunnish.
There was no cleavage, was there? It was all buttoned
no,
up.
No,
it was
no,
all,
none.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't think the Vatican would approve of
her new boobies.
Misty Circle's circle of clothing.
Her new
wardrobe.
Her new boobies. Yeah. Well, Well, her new boobies. You know, we were talking about that a few weeks ago. That mm-hmm. Nicole sprouted some new boobs. Anyway.
Yeah.
I guess she was trying to be as buttoned down as she could, no pun intended. But yeah. So let's see.
I mean, I like it. It looks nice.
I thought it looked really nice, and I thought her hair looked good. Yeah. I mean, I don't like it when they.
Her hair seems to be getting shorter to me, but yeah.
Yeah, it has gotten shorter. I don't like it. You know, the times I like her hair the least is when it's all forehead, like when she's got her bangs back. You know. So I like the bangs. I like they were cute, and I mean, it was short. It was cute. I don't know. I thought she looked good, but it did look a little bit like she maybe thought she had gotten an invitation to the White House instead of the Vatican. But you know, could have been a confusion, you know, there. But yeah. But she looked good. And Abigail is always interesting because sometimes the clothes she wears, like you've said before, come out of Jennifer's closet. The mother-daughter sharesy thing or something. But do you have any recollection of anything that she wore this week that was, I don't know. I just find that a lot of what she wears doesn't flatter her. Because she's a pretty girl and a tiny girl.
She really didn't stand out this week in my head. Her outfit didn't stand out either way. It just kind of blended into the background, which I think, you know, she kind of did blend in this week. She really wasn't front and center.
Yeah.
You know, that was good.
She
really, it kind of blended in. She didn't stand out either way, you know.
I thought it was cool that Kate was, when they were having dinner at the mansion, I think Kate was in a robe, a red robe. Was it a red robe?
When they were having breakfast, the breakfast outfits of Kate. Yeah, Kate's breakfast outfit. That was so cute.
It was.
The red robe?
It was real cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of fun to see her a little comfortable around the, you know. And the dining room, the little table popped out of nowhere, didn't it? I mean, that's not normally there, is it?
I don't think I've ever seen it before in there, no.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I've always wanted to see Damira's having a meal in there. I think the only time I've ever seen that table before is when, years ago, when... Patch was there playing kind of silly drunk or whatever. He was doing something trying to fool the Damiras to distract them while the others were, you know, sneaking around trying to get those letters from the Santine letters or something. Seems like there was a little table that time, but I can't remember. I can't really remember too many other times when there was a little table there, but I liked it. I liked it. It worked. So nice to see Sammy and Kate in their,
Eric had on the maroon tie as well, so he kind of matched the bishop as well.
Yeah. You know, and it's sad because I love Greg Vaughn. I think he is a just hunky, adorable, just a really good actor. I just really like him a lot on there. But I find the whole Nicole, the whole Vatican, the whole Nicole and Eric thing, it has such promise. What's that?
I just don't like the way it's
been
done.
Yeah, it's been so ungratifying as a viewer. I mean, we waited all
but now that he's not, he chose not to go back to priesthood, which in my opinion, I think was the right choice because he can't go in feeling anger. He can't go in, you know, feeling this lust, obviously. But but at least he is making, because if he ever chose to go back into the priesthood, it will no longer ruin his priesthood choices, you know, because if he were to do something with Nicole now and whatever, then that would be a totally, they've got a whole new avenue for a storyline at that point, because you know, they were stuck with him being a priest at the moment, and you can't have Nicole break those vows, and you can't, you know, because then you can't root for the couple, just in my opinion.
Right.
But so now he's free and clear, basically, for Nicole to, you know.
Yeah,
he's
but,
you know,
to me it's sad because the spice has kind of, like, been drained out of it. It's almost like they ruined it on purpose. I don't know. It just really... It's been a shame. It's a real shame, I think, because it had a lot of potential.
Well, yeah, but now they can throw the spice back in because he, I mean, honestly, in the long run, if things didn't work out with him and Nicole, he could always choose to go back to the priesthood at this point. So they haven't ruined that chance of being a priest.
What I'm trying to figure out is he's still, I mean, is he just trying to clear his name at this point or get the choice back to go back to the priesthood? Because why else is he going through all this? I thought maybe he was intending to go back to the priesthood.
You have to get your name in order. Yeah, he had to get his name cleared in order to be able to have the choice to go back to the priesthood.
Right.
He chose at the end of on Friday's show, he chose to leave the priesthood. He told Nicole why.
Okay.
And he told Nicole why.
What did he tell her?
He chose to leave the priesthood because of his feelings towards her.
Okay. Well, then it gets better because I didn't see. I was kind of bored by the first part of the week.
Friday was pretty much. It was pretty isolated to Nicole and Eric and Kristen and Daniel. Oh, and Jen and Eve. They had their court talk. Jennifer and Eve had their court thing. They had their court date. Their day in court.
Oh, okay. Boy, the justice system sure works swifter for Salemites than it does for most other people.
I think Jen, Aiden filed a motion on Jen's behalf.
Oh,
they had like 2 weeks or something to hear it.
Okay.
So this isn't over by a long
shot.
The motion was heard on Friday.
And
now they'll go back to court. This wasn't the trial. This was just a motion that they had heard.
Okay.
Jen was trying to have it thrown out and dismissed or whatever.
Okay.
And not to spoil it for you, but they denied it.
darn.
They denied Jennifer's. What I found funny though was Jen sat there and told JJ, "Well, we've got a 50-50 chance. Those are great odds, aren't they?" You know. It doesn't seem like they're in anybody's favor, in my opinion, but okay.
Yeah.
Did we see
any Hayden this week, or was it just Aiden in court, or did we see any hope in Aiden? I didn't have any so far.
I think that's next week.
I really like them. Well, that's right.
That's
going to
be next week. Doesn't
hope
he take Hope
Sierra.
Out on a date next week? He takes somebody
out of
on a date next week. Yeah, Sierra and Hope went out of town, and he's going to take somebody on a date next week. Is it Jennifer? I think it's Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember how
really?
Way back when he first started on the show, we were talking about how cool it would be for the Cuzzes to go at it? Well, they're about to go at it. So Hope's going to come home to find out that they're out on a date, and she's going to get jealous.
Oh, yeah. Whoop. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But let's see. Okay. And I've pretty much been, I guess I should say what I've been bored about. I've definitely been bored with the whole Daniel and Kristen thing. I really don't care. But anyway, so I fast-forwarded through a lot of that. So
there was some kind of major confession on Friday, and I have to admit, I sat and watched the entire thing. I didn't even fast-forward, and I still can't tell you what it was.
Okay.
That's how exciting it is. I'm sorry.
Wait, there was a major confession?
People, I saw some tweets about how, I guess Kristen confessed something to Daniel, and I watched the whole episode and I still missed it. Don't know.
Well, that's interesting, huh?
I didn't fall asleep or anything. No fast forward, no
that's
sleeping.
Weird.
I don't know.
I'll try to watch it. I just didn't get to it yet, so I'll have to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to tweet me and update me on that one.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know
I can
how.
Figure it out.
I missed it. Some major.
I mean,
maybe
I have
somebody
to admit,
tell you in the chat
scenes,
room.
The scenes from last week where he turned the tables on her were pretty good. I like that. I don't know. So her whole purpose was to draw Eric. No, I'm not Eric.
Yeah, she was trying
Brady,
to get
draw
Eric.
Brady.
Or Brady. Brady, yeah, Brady. She wanted to talk to Brady. Draw
Brady.
She wanted to pull him out of Salem and chat with him.
Mm-hmm. So that's really what
happen.
She's trying to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that they ended up on a truck, a laundry truck, headed back for Salem.
That's great.
I know that.
Oh,
I'm telling you, I watched the episode. I watched the episode. I really did.
I believe you.
Daniel threw her into the back of the truck.
That's funny.
No, and I feel like an idiot. That's the one storyline, and I still.
Oh, that's funny. And there wasn't it wasn't even like it was Dannifer, right? So you had no reason to
No,
fall
it wasn't even Dannifer. It was Daniel and Kristen in the back of a laundry truck. I don't know what was the,
oh
I don't know
gosh.
What the confession was though. And it's not like I didn't hear their conversation. I mean, I watched it. I just...
well, I'm
it
sure
was big news,
I'm
and
sure
I...
somebody will call in with everybody.
Yeah, please, somebody
Karen,
call
Karen,
in and tell me what the big
Karen
news
and Marianne,
was.
Carrie and Marianne call in or something. Or somebody
really
out there will have the answer. Yeah, well, somebody
yeah,
will have
I really need to know
us.
What that was.
And then, let's see. So, okay, so as far as the Kate and Sammy stuff, like we
Kate,
started talking about earlier, Kate gave EJ the heave-ho. She had a great line. She said something like, she said something, oh, you know, Sammy and I have decided that we're going to sell off the Houston refinery or whatever. And she said,
oh, yeah,
because
that's his baby.
The EPA is giving them a hard time, and it's just not worth it. And EJ about came unglued, I guess. You know,
oh, yeah.
I just love the way they're getting rid of the companies and the assets that were the pets of Stefano and EJ, and where they were squirreling away a lot of the funds and everything. It's pretty funny. I love it. It's brilliant.
I still can't understand how they're doing it, but yeah.
Well, see, the thing of it is, I guess what happened is, I guess they're already turning their miraculous profit with the things they're doing.
Oh, I know, but what I'm
and
saying,
I think
I know
also
what I'm saying.
They've also exposed
Sorry.
The fact that Stefano and EJ were squirreling away money from the rest of the board. So I think that's part
Yeah, but
of
what
the,
I'm saying is without giving EJ and Stefano any kind of finances, you know, from the sales, because they sold it to Victor last week. But
yeah,
I don't know how they're selling this stuff without giving EJ and Stefano money. It's still their stuff.
Yeah, but I guess maybe there's
mere
enterprises, though, and I don't know, you know, I don't know. Can you, they sold it at a loss, though. Victor's the one that made out those particular businesses, they sold it at a loss, so, you know.
I don't know. Financially, I don't get it, but.
Yeah, well, it's still fun. However it works out, it's fun.
It's fun that they're absolutely taking everything.
So basically, Kate skewered him. And he about came unglued. She had this great line. It was like, and what are you trying? You know, he was like, that had a lot of money in it, and da 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 da. And she's like, well, what do you need the money for anyway? You don't have a job.
Don't have a house.
You don't have a family. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she really stuck it to him. So then he goes running back to Victor, because earlier Victor had was it last week or earlier this week Victor had pretended to offer him. An opportunity
it was Friday,
to
last week, yeah.
on the companies that he just bought for 50 cents on the dollar that were Stefano and EJ's personal pets. And he was just doing that to stick it to EJ. And, he wasn't really offering him a consulting contract. But anyway, so EJ goes back to him. And I saw the part, I think I missed some of their conversation, but he went back and he said something like, yeah, you know, I want to reconsider, or I'd like for you to reconsider. And he said, Victor's like, you don't really think I was offering you a genuine offer there, do you? You know.
And
so then EJ had to kind of back to him, like, well, yeah, no, I knew you were yanking my chain, but think about it for a minute. I know where the money is, and I know how, you know, I know a lot more details about it and everything. But I don't know, how did that, is that where it ended? I didn't see the rest of that.
What I was trying to say, though, is that another fashion critique was right there, as you were reminding me of that storyline. When EJ plopped down, and it was like he suddenly turned, and you could see the blackness just cover him, and behind him, Victor's two statues, his candelabra or whatever that is behind EJ, it literally points behind his head and makes it look like devil horns.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to go back
You have to go back and look at that. If you have not seen that, you've got to look at it. Just as EJ's entire persona changes over to darkness, he ends up with devil horns above his head from the chandelier behind him. It was very
it had to have been strategically placed behind his head like that.
Oh, wow.
Because there's just no way. I mean, it was the whole show Tuesday. It was the whole show. I mean, the whole time he sat there
man.
On the couch.
That is so cool.
It was really cool. The whole time Victor was giving it, the whole time Victor and him were discussing this whole, Victor had some great lines in there, great lines. And one of them, one of the things was, Victor reminded him, you do know that, he basically reminded him of his doom coming up, you know. Now, I'm not saying that EJ is going to die. I don't know. So don't quote me on that. But Victor was like, you know, I can't remember the exact line he used. I'm sure Marianne will. But, he was, Victor reminded EJ how much in front of the bullet he's putting himself. So he's, you've got a lot more to lose than I do, is what he was saying. Victor was telling him what he was saying. So, Victor actually sat down and listened to him. He said, okay, I'll go ahead and listen to you. I'll hear you out, and then I'll make a decision to tell you no. And so EJ went through this whole spiel about what he needed to do and how he needed to do it and how Victor needed him on his team. And it almost sounded like the drug business again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah, that's
anyway.
Right. That's what it was, the business that
mm-hmm.
he had and, sold off to him before.
Yeah,
that's
the business
that
he had sold off to EJ, now EJ is going to consult on it. And that's the drug business. That's one I remember. And
so he wants to get dirty again. So he was trying to clean up his act for Sammy. And
yeah,
the kids.
He's
now
getting
he
dirty,
get
and
dirty.
You can see it. You could see it, only in his whole persona, but also in the devil horns. You could see it. He's getting dirty. He's getting down.
I'll do my
dirty.
Evil he, laugh.
Yeah. and and Victor
thank
reminded
you.
Him how much. I love it.
I'm bowing right
and
now.
Victor reminded him how much he has to lose. So, but they made a deal, and he was going to do it. So, and they made a deal, and they're going to work together. And EJ is going to take 10% profit, got an income again, and
So
EJ's working with Victor. Which is kind of cool.
Well, that'll be
Victor
interesting
now.
Considering, wonder what's going to happen when Kate finds that out.
I don't know.
And how much is Victor really, it'll be interesting to see if Victor's yanking his chain still, you know. Hopefully that's a move that he and Kate are in on together. And
well, you would
set EJ up. Maybe they're setting EJ up to get in trouble with the law again or something.
I don't know. There's a question in my head, though, because why does Victor even still have the drug business? I mean, the drug business is what's keeping Brady high.
That's very true. Good point.
So why does Victor even still have that?
Or maybe Victor doesn't really have it, and he's just BSing.
Between
EJ.
Maggie and Brady, you'd think he would have dumped that by now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah,
well,
interesting. Good question. Was it on Friday's show that that Sammy spilled the beans to Jordan? So this week, Jordan and Kate had a confrontation, which was pretty lame because Jordan
was
lame. I'm sorry, you know, nothing against the actress, but it's just,
no.
I don't know. It just doesn't.
I love her
work
daddy.
For me.
I love. Oh
yeah,
Clyde.
Loving Clyde. Definitely loving Clyde. Looking forward to seeing him and Kate together more. I think they could have some sparks for sure.
Did you get all the way to the part where Ben beat up Rafe?
No, I didn't get to that point.
You didn't get to see you didn't get to see the beatdown on Rafe?
No.
Oh, yeah, he took it.
I wonder if Kate's going to have the nurse
Ben went,
to help.
Ben went off. He went ballistic there. He was talking to Jordan after Jordan's confrontation with Kate. He was talking to Jordan, and Rafe went to try to find her, to talk to her. And Ben lost it on him. And we found out, bottom line is, afterwards, because Abby walked in on it, and Ben was just beating the crap out of Rafe, and Rafe was just taking it. He didn't fight back or anything because he would have done the same thing if it was his sister.
Yeah.
So he didn't fight back. He didn't throw a single punch. He took it all. Like he got beat up. His mouth was bleeding by the end of it. And so Jordan stayed, unfortunately, to nurse him back to health. And Jordan stayed to nurse him back to health and did the whole cleanup of the wounds and stuff.
Oh,
Abby left with Ben and found out that Clyde used to beat their mother all the time. He's a wife abuser. And then would go off on Jordan too. So.
Oh, great.
And they just wanted
Clyde.
Ben.
I really like Clyde.
And they never wanted Ben. You know, I had to wonder if Clyde and his buddy weren't part of this drug ring too.
Yeah, we're probably going to find out there's something going on somehow.
Because he was giving money to that buddy of his. And
yeah.
Hello?
I'm here. Oh, hey, Marianne.
Marianne,
hey,
I didn't know if I was on or not. I just thought,
I was trying to get to a point where I could say, hello, Marianne.
Oh, okay. No, that's all right. I thought I heard, you know, that I was unmuted or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I told everybody you would be coming on here in a minute. So, yeah, glad you made it. We talked about a variety of things. I don't think we made it through the whole thing yet, but what were your, share some of your thoughts on the week.
On the week?
Highlights or whatever.
Oh, highlights. Yeah, the highlights is still is Sammy and EJ and Kate and Sammy. And did you guys cover the Sammy and Adrian?
No.
That was a real, of course, when Adrian found out what Sammy did to Abby, of course, she had to go and confront her. And so they're talking a while, and, more or less, telling Sammy, she's done worse things, and, how could she do that to Abigail? So Sammy says to her, she was deeply hurt because EJ cheated on her, and you don't know what that's like, and that's terrible. And so she brought out these, and she says, they were talking about Kayla. And she's
talking about how upset Kayla was when
Kayla
divorced her.
Yeah. Adrian was judging Sammy,
and Sammy was saying, she was really hurt and everything.
Justin and her had a fight.
Yeah, and she says, about Kayla. I'm not sure how it got led up to. She was saying that.
Said they were having an affair. She just said, you wouldn't believe all the secrets that EJ and Stefano keep in there safe. And I really hope it wouldn't come down to this. And she set an envelope down in front of her. And of course, because she was talking about Kayla being so upset over the divorce and Kayla being
Justin
upset about the divorce and Justin being so upset because him and Adrian were having an argument.
They had that
at the time.
So she made it seem like it was
And Justin was staying at the boathouse because they'd had a fight. So and EJ had him followed, and then she went on to talk about how EJ and Steph now they keep so many secrets in the safe.
She had everybody believing. She had me believing that, Yeah, and she says, "Do you want to see the did you want to see the pictures?"
And she said, "Did you catch this part, Marianne, where she said, I wanted to burn these pictures. The reason why she wanted to burn them is because they were her own wedding pictures.
They weren't her own wedding pictures, right.
She says, I was going to burn these or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, okay, go on and see what happens after that. That was great.
Yeah, well, then Adrian realizes that she kind of, like, set her up and it really wasn't true, but she had Adrian believe in that. And, I mean, it was really, you know.
She tried to rip him open, rip the picture open.
Yeah.
And these are pictures of your wedding.
She lunged so hard to grab those pictures, and she looks at them and she's all, Sammy, these are your wedding.
Betty
and
pictures,
Sammy's all, I know, but for a small moment you knew how I feel.
You felt, right. Right.
And
Adrian was really upset.
And Adrian was livid at that point. But,
yeah.
I mean, she really got put in her place. Because, I mean, as much as Sammy is, I mean, really, Sammy, what Sammy's done is overboard, in my opinion. But
Sammy's off the deep end.
Sammy's off
she's
the deep
like
end,
overboard.
Looney,
yeah.
Especially when she comes up to the next scene with Rafe.
Yeah, she lost it a little bit.
Her and Kate, and then Rafe comes in, that was a whole mess. But she's lost it.
But Sammy did make a point. I mean, you have to.
But she made a very valid point,
she did,
Adrian.
Yeah. She did make a point.
Yeah.
She did. That how it was showing to show somebody how, because you're not until you're in those shoes, you don't really know what it feels like.
You don't know what it feels like.
No.
And it was
kind of
perfect for somebody like Adrian to be put in her place like that, because it's like she tends to be like Maggie these days, where she's the hall monitor. And so it was good that Sammy found a way to make her feel for a few seconds like she's been feeling for months, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good, though, when I thought, oh, no, Justin and Kayla.
I know.
Yeah, that was great writing, the way they did it. And Allison Sweeney played it, like, so convincingly.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but she had me fooled. I mean, did you guys believe it, too?
Oh, yeah.
I had to know what was in that envelope. I had to know. It was like, oh, my gosh, what is in that envelope, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but I really I thought this was going to open another can of worms with Kayla and Justin and all that. Yeah. So.
Well, and she laid it out so well, too, because she's like, you and Kayla are friends, right? Well, I know Abigail and I were just starting to be friends, but I trusted her and, you know. So it was so.
She did
well,
a lead in, yeah.
Because it took the whole audience and Adrian just right to where they needed to be. And then for that, it was great writing. You're right. It was great writing.
And the best, it didn't go on forever and ever and ever. It was one episode and, you know.
Right, just that moment. Yeah, it didn't linger.
That moment. And it wasn't like, you know, this deep, dark secret. You didn't know if it really was in the envelope or not. You know, it wasn't like Stefano and Alice had a secret. And we still don't know what it is.
Yeah, or the envelope with Sierra where it took like...
Oh, yeah.
The
envelope with Sierra.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It just
disappears. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this was just, it was there. You were like, okay, no commercial, you know. It was like, okay. But, you know, and of course, I didn't like Adrian after all that, Adrian still didn't get it and turned around and ran tail to Will and started tattling.
And basically bad mouth.
Yeah.
Right back to being Adrian, tattletale, nosy body.
Yeah.
Did you talk about how Will's doing the story and how he's collecting all the information, and he got EJ over there and buttering up EJ to get information. And so I guess he's really, you know, wants to do this whole I guess Victor was behind the whole thing because Sonny went to him to get, Victor got him the job. So then Sonny went over and wanted him to tell the editor now to kind of back off, so Will, because he doesn't want Will to do this story. But Victor, you know, Victor doesn't want to do that. So I guess, you know, Will's going to go ahead and still do the story. But
I really thought EJ knew, though, that Will was recording. It was almost as if he knew what he was going to say and was, like, wording it perfectly.
Well, it could be. I mean, EJ could know. I mean, that's possible. I don't know.
It just seemed like that to me.
Yeah,
it wasn't written that he did. I mean, I don't know if it was or not, but it wasn't something vocally done.
And it seems like Will's just fed up with his mother and what she's doing and everything, but yeah.
But yeah, it seemed like the beat down a week, though, didn't it? Because, like, Danny was taking a beating from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay. Anna, how did you feel about when Sammy started telling Kate about how Rafe was coming for her? Did you see Kate?
Oh, my God. Boy, was she delusional, wasn't she?
Oh,
she lost it.
Yes.
Like, where did that come from?
Sammy's really lost it. I mean, does she, and she really thinks that Rafe was coming for her.
Book her a room next to Laura's.
Oh, Laura. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Sammy really thinks she's going to get Rafe back now, I guess.
And Rafe
well,
sat
so does,
there
well, actually,
for the
so
whole
Kate,
thing
but...
and listened to her, and he just sat there, and she's like, you know, go ahead, give it to me, tell me I told you so. And Rafe's like, I don't want to. You know?
Like, why all of a sudden are we fighting? There's three women fighting over Rafe. Why?
Yeah, what is going
why?
On there?
This is driving me crazy. Jordan, Kate, and Sammy want Rafe? Are you kidding me? Please. Come
but
on,
Rafe had to
wake
defend,
up.
But Rafe had to defend Kate to Jordan.
That's bad if the three men, like, you know, the other three wanting, all everybody wanting Sammy at one time, Lucas, EJ, and
yeah.
Rafe. And
no, now Sammy
oh,
wants
please.
The only thing this week was missing, in my opinion, though, was Lucas coming in next.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
That, it would have been a perfect lead-in.
Now, why do we have three women going after Lucas? Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
But not
know.
Kate.
I really
well,
expected
well,
Lucas to be the next one to walk through the mansion doors.
I
just
still
really
think Kate
expected
do
Lucas
better
to be the next
Rafe.
One.
Maybe that'll be next week.
Well,
yeah.
No, because EJ already got there, Anna.
Oh.
EJ already
oh, okay.
got there, and Kate's having to back Sammy down. And see, that's what that really upset me, because Sammy throws herself at Rafe and then turns around and cries about EJ again.
Yeah,
when
that
Rafe,
was good
when
too.
Rafe walks
when,
out
when
out
EJ overheard them. Yeah,
but, you know, it's
yeah.
like,
tells her
that's
where
like Sammy,
is.
Though, but Sammy always has to have, I hate to say it, but she almost always
yeah.
has to have a man in her life, or two or three.
I know.
So
I
it's
know.
Like,
and the way I
saw in a way,
it
that's
the faces.
Kind of, in a way, that's kind of typical Sammy, that she, even though she's this independent, wealthy, successful woman now, she's still, there's that part of her that's like, okay, but she even said something like when the EJ thing got broken, you know, she still was like, okay, this is my time. I'm going to focus on all these other things, but yet she can't help herself. Plus, don't you think there's a little bit of competition that she still cannot believe that Rafe was with Kate because, you know,
right.
we were bantering the other day about it. So I think she was trying, I think there's a part of her that's trying to prove to Kate or one-up Kate that he is not interested in her or whatever and that she could win Rafe back. I don't know. I don't think it's some grand scheme, but I think the combination of Sammy always
yeah.
being needy that way and then
and
also the
yeah.
fact that she still
yeah.
can't get – it still gets her hackles up when she thinks of, that Rafe could have actually found, you know, been with Kate
yeah.
several times. Okay.
And the way I saw it was we're seeing all of the faces of Sammy that we usually
uh-huh.
take a whole year to see before
yes.
they can make up again, before EJ and Sammy can make up. They, you know, Sammy has to go through
yeah.
all these steps before. And it just seemed like all of a sudden on Monday they hit, they went from 0 to 60 miles per hour
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
started racing the clock. So
yeah.
it just seemed like everything took a super speed up right there. And
yeah.
is that, I hear a...
Yeah, I hear an echo. It seems right.
Ooh, I'm hearing an echo from something.
Hello?
Yeah?
Everybody there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it just seemed like the show, the entire thing with Sammy just seemed to, all of Sammy's normal routine that she would usually take a year to do just
well,
seemed to go
yeah.
through so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Let's see. Okay. Anything else you can think of, Marianne?
Well,
yeah.
yeah.
But did we talk about like EJ overhearing them talking about the Sammy
no,
wanting back?
It.
Yeah.
No,
EJ
overheard what?
EJ came in, and that's when Sammy was saying, "Oh, you know, maybe I made a mistake. You know, maybe
oh,
I pushed Rafe away." Yeah. Yeah. And no, not with Rafe. And this was EJ came
oh,
in when she was talking to Kate.
EJ was in the he was in the foyer.
Oh, he was in the foyer.
And she was
talking
to Kate. And Kate called, would you stop looking at that picture already?
And then that's when Sammy started, she started crybabying over EJ and what she's done.
So she was kind of breaking down.
Yeah,
and like EJ was about ready to go in and you know, talk to her, but then he gets a phone call. So then he leaves. And in that little bit of time frame when he leaves and gets the phone call, Kate is already talking Sammy out of it again. And so then EJ comes back in. And he sits down because after he hears this, you know, and he takes Sammy's hand and he's trying to
he's
be all,
he's got a smile on
his
face and he thinks
oh, now I got her. And, oh, she just lashed at him. She says, don't you touch me. Don't you ever touch me. And he gets this surprised look on her. Like,
she started
she did a 180,
stuff.
You know.
Yeah, she started throwing stuff across the living room and at his head and you know, picture frames
or
something.
Oh, yeah, she threw a thing at a glass
like
or something at his head, just missed him
something. Yeah, like I said, we're going through an entire year of EJ and Sammy have to fight over this in a week. I mean, it just seemed like everything went so
fast. And then EJ yells at Kate, what did you say to her?
Yeah.
He figured that, you know, Kate did, you know, say something to her.
Yeah, Kate interrupted them so that because she said, you know, the kids are here and Sydney wants you, Sammy. So.
Yeah. So he was close. He thought, oh I'm going to, you know, she's breaking down. I'm going to try to get her back. So they're kind of like back and forth. So I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we're looking towards Ijami getting back together. It's kind of like, kind of seems like that might be where they're going to go. They're teasing us with it anyway.
They're keeping their lines open. But, you know, like I said, I saw it going faster. I mean, like, normally it would take a whole year for Sammy to go through all these stages. And instead, it happened in 1 week. So.
Yeah. Well, we could say she's in a manic cycle, but I think a lot of it is, of course, the fact that they're trying to pack a lot of story in her last few months on the show. Which is awesome. I think it's great that they're giving her so much great material with her and her with, you know, Allie and Lauren. Oh, they are amazing together. And then just, I don't know. There are some aspects of the show I really can't get into too much, but that has been one of the best. I mean, the writing's been really good for a lot of the show lately, you know, again. But
Marianne, as far as Kristen and Daniel go, what was Kristen's big confession on Friday?
Her big confession?
Yeah, something about a big confession, some kind of...
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. I know they're in the back. I mean, they're in the storage room, and then they were back of the truck, and that whole thing is like,
I'm not enjoying that so much.
I don't think she really confessed anything.
Okay, so it's not all me.
Well, because Rose was saying they were tweeting about her big confession, and
even Days is tweeting it that there was a big confession on Friday between that Kristen confessed something to Daniel. I can't remember what it was.
If she confessed, she more or less admit. Well, Daniel wanted her to admit that she, you know, that she hurt Eric and that she was wrong, and she confessed to that. I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Is that the big confession?
Yeah. It just seemed like those conversations between Kristen and Daniel were just the same, you know?
Yeah, fast forwarded through most of that.
I am just not a fan of that.
Put the gag on.
But, is any big revelation or anything surprising coming up between them? No, I don't remember anything.
No.
Yeah, she admitted that she, you know, was wrong, or she wanted
her
to hurt Eric.
Confession was that she.
I guess that was.
I guess that's the confession.
She wants Brady back. We know she wants to try to get Brady back. I guess I don't know, but that's not news.
That's not news either.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure out what I'd missed because it said that she had a big confession.
Anybody
on Friday
in the chat room? Any girls
well,
in the chat room know,
well,
or?
You know what, Kenneth. It looks like Kenneth's been waiting a long time. Let me bring him on. Maybe he has a take on it. Hang on just a second. Hey, Kenneth.
Hey.
Hey there,
Kenneth.
Were you listening to us trying to figure out what the big confession was? Do you have any insights?
Yes, honey. I couldn't wait until y'all got me in there because y'all were dying.
What's this big confession?
Basically, basically,
I'm just trying to tell you where I got
really
the
bad when your friends
big confession.
It's really bad when your friends tell you the truth, huh?
What it really boiled down to was the fact Kristen said that she didn't want to hurt Eric. She kind of felt like she didn't have any other choice because Marlena had taken Brady from her, had taken John from her, and so she said that the best way she could pay Marlena back was through her child, Eric, which is why she did what she did.
We kind of knew that. That was her plan. That's what I don't understand.
Well,
see, here's what was tweeted about it. It said Kristen's confession had us all like crying, basically. And that was from NBC Days. They tweeted that
phrase.
Because it was really sad because she was talking about how she really didn't want to do it. That basically what we saw on TV from how the whole thing happened and how she actually gave up on the revenge plot and all that stuff. And the videotape and all that stuff. That's what she was talking about. She said she didn't want to hurt Eric. Nothing like that. She just said, but certain things happened that really had no bearing on her, like the whole the sex tape thing. And I mean, she goes all the way back to the actual plot of how everything actually happened. And so it was sad because
I didn't feel sad. Not for her.
Well, I put it this way. I could really tell that she was she actually really loved him, I guess.
You thought she really felt bad? I don't think she really felt bad.
Well, actually, I did. I think because
I think she feels bad. Yeah,
because at one point in time she had given it all up. She had actually stopped. She was going to stop the scheming and stuff like that. But about time that happened, that was when I think Marlena had did something, the videotape or something like that, and they kind of missed.
Victor
kind of screwed that up. So. Yeah, that was the big confession. And as far as Rave is concerned, y'all know why. I'm just gonna say this: salami nightstick. Y'all already know what that means. The salami nightstick. That's why everybody want it.
Wait, we're talking about Rave? Did you say?
Yeah, he went on the Rave.
That's why they want him. The salami nightstick, honey. That's what they want.
Even Stephanie went after that one.
Well,
I'm still not buying it.
Even Stephanie sent Bernardi in there for that. So.
Well, that razor was pretty big.
I guess they're trying to get to it before they actually cut it off this time.
I guess.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you always want what you can't have.
I was rooting for Bernardi.
Okay, so.
Oh, you're
but
rotten,
what?
Mama.
You know what?
What?
This is even making me laugh, y'all. I've been throwing this up for a long time, I guess. So I'm in rough form tonight. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Anna, you haven't seen Friday yet, so you totally missed Ben. He was so violent. He was so upset and so violent when he went off on Rave. I was in the middle of when Marianne got here. I was starting to talk about that. Oh my gosh, he was going off. He was like, you know, basically talking about what a whore Kate was. Okay, how Kate knew that this person was going out with. How she knew that her his sister was going out with
with Rafe, and how could she do this to my sister, and what kind of person does that? And she's all getting yeah. mad right there in front of Abby, and Abby's like, me.
Yeah.
Abigail, party of one.
Yeah. Abigail, party
yeah.
of one.
Yeah,
right
you're just
there,
talking about
you know?
Abby. Yeah, I saw that coming. Yeah, Ben,
yeah,
you're talking about your girlfriend.
That's a lot of double standards. A lot of double standards going on because Abby,
oh, yeah.
you know, because Abby said, "Well, who does that? Well, I did it." You know, and
yeah.
so it's kind of like, okay.
Abby got all mousy and timid again though when she did it. She said, that would be me." But she got mousy and timid again because she'd gotten pretty vocal there.
Yes.
When she went after
well,
Sammy. She, you
well,
know,
no.
told Sammy this
well,
was
she stood up to
well,
Sammy
want,
really well.
Want,
she stood up to Sammy
equal
well,
time.
And then she turns around and...
I want equal time, though, with all these people who call Kate a whore and everything. Okay, why don't the women get to call, like, Rafe or somebody a douche or something like that? I mean,
no
like,
kidding.
Why, how
a
come,
player,
how come
yeah.
they all get to call these women whores or something, but... What do the women come back with? They don't really have much they can say.
The old double
because they
standard.
Want it, honey. They want it, honey. They're not going to talk to get something that they want.
The man whore.
I mean.
There you go.
Let's put it in perspective. You can't get braided. Braided, I'm going to just say next on that. Okay, then being he unstable. And you know, next, JJ, he wrapped up with the other girl, so yeah, so he's not available.
And so, I like them together.
The only two viable candidates you have left is Daniel and Rafe, because let's just put it this way. Stefano and Victor's best days are behind them. Okay, so
not what Maggie says. No.
Well, Maggie is staying in her lane. You don't see her running after them older folks. She can't handle the younger folks. That's why she's staying in her lane. She writes here, she with her speed.
Yeah.
The turtle. She's with her speed. She can't go with the rabbits just yet. Them days is gone. That's over with. And then Eric he don't want nobody else but
Nicole or God.
Yes.
Eric, I mean Brady doesn't know what he wants.
Brady's
married too now.
You know, we didn't mention that part that Teresa is bending over backwards to accommodate Brady on the annulment thing. Let's see. I don't know. Would anything else happen with Teresa this week?
Not really.
Well,
no,
she's quite protective of Brady. She don't want Eve talking
yeah.
to her.
Yeah,
Eve talking to Brady in the last scene
on Friday? Yeah. Yeah, she catches Eve talking to Brady.
Oh.
And
but
you know,
really
another thing that's really getting to me is that Victor should love the fact that this is happening to the Demerits since he could not. Now think about this: the Kiriakises and the Demerits.
Well, Sammy and Kate have done what the Salem PD and the Brady family can't do, and they've done it in a week.
Exactly,
brought down the Demerits. Yeah.
They brought
yeah,
down the
mirrors. It is so wonderful. But yet, you know, it kind of makes me go back to when Marlena had the videotape of Eric with her not knowing what the actual videotape was. You know, the reason why I brought that up is because it's kind of like a double-edged sword with Victor because Victor is looking out for Victor. He could care less about Sammy. Or Kate, so he is taking upon himself to kind of taking out an insurance policy, so to speak. And
yeah.
I think in the end, everybody's going to end up getting screwed, including EJ. It's simply because that'll kind of put Victor right where he wants to be, kind of in control of everything, because why is he, because my thing is, why is he encouraging Will to do the expose? That's Victor's company. That so why is he allowing that to happen? Why is he allowing EJ
He explained that. He explained why. Sonny came to him to get Will this job in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Will to do this job because at the beginning, Will wanted to do this story so that nobody else could bend it to make either his mother or EJ look bad. So he didn't want either one of them looking bad. So Will wanted this story. So Victor made it so. It's kind of like going to the Godfather. It's like Victor's playing, and he always has been, compared to Stefano. Victor's been the one that you can compare to the Godfather. He's not getting his hands dirty, and he's just sitting there. And people come to him. And Will and Sonny came to him. They wanted Will to write this unbiased story about how much in love Will or Sammy and EJ were. But Will went and confronted Sammy last week. And Sammy and him, he didn't like what he was seeing, and his mother needed to be taught a lesson because of what she's doing to Abby, is bottom line. So Will has decided to take matters into his own hand, the same hand that he didn't want other people to do. So Will has gone off on the other – he's taking the other train tracks right now that Sammy's on, but they're going the same direction to Crazy Town. In the meantime, Sonny sees it, and now he wants Victor to stop this. Don't let him have the job anymore. I know I told you I wanted him to have the job, but now I don't want you to have the job anymore. And yet Sonny doesn't want Will to know that Sonny is trying to stop Will from writing it. So he wants Victor to do it instead, and Victor's kind of like, grow up. You don't want him to write it, go tell him to don't write it. I'm not going to do it. You told me to tell him to do it, you know. So Victor's kind of like, you know, be a grown-up now. Take care of it. You wanted it, now you don't. Make up your mind. So.
You know, the funny thing about that is that I remember Kate saying last week, because they were talking about, well, how bad Sammy was being and all this other stuff, and then Kate brought it back to their remembrance. She says, well, you know, it took the Hortons a decade to get over, and then she stopped herself. But we all kind of know what she was talking about because, I mean, Lucas is a Horton. It really makes sense because to say, oh, now all of a sudden what Sammy is doing is so bad, but at the same time, y'all supposed to be vindicated or justified for doing what y'all did 20 years ago or whatever else towards me. So,
yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
It's a vicious cycle that everybody's in. Everybody's got to deal with the fact that they're hypocrites. They don't like it because it's Sammy. Sammy's the black sheep of the Brady family, so they don't like what Sammy's doing to Abby because Abby is precious little Abby, just like Sammy pointed out. Don't want any bad to come to Abby. So Sammy's the mean bully, and so everybody's trying to go after Sammy at this point. And while Sammy's getting it handed to her left and right, being shown that she's definitely lost it, in the meantime, everybody that's showing her these cards, they're also hypocrites. You know, they're either they're having the affair, like, you know, Kate, or Abby, or they've already gone off on somebody having an affair, and now it's okay for Abby to do it, but it's not okay for Sammy to do it. So, you know, everybody seems to be in that situation.
It's the guys are all just kind of
standing back, going, "Oh, wait, let all the girls fight it."
It's so lovely. I think I'm going to say this. Kate and Sammy are by far the best Daenerys, hand down. There is no way, after all them years, all the stuff that Stefano them have done, Kate them took all that away.
Mm-hmm.
in a very short amount of time.
Well,
I just
in
love
minutes
it.
After, you know, because Kate got the phone call from Stefano giving her the vote just minutes before the vote took place.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, and that answers the other question too, because I mean I don't remember who it was who had asked this question, but they how were Kate and them able to get rid
sell
of all of that?
How
yeah,
can
because,
they sell the stock without EJ or Stefano getting a dime?
Well, because they have given them their proxies, which means that
uh-huh.
they are that they basically represent them. So
Stefano uh-huh. only gave Kate the proxy. Stefano only gave Kate the proxy to vote, though. He didn't give her financial control of his checking account.
Well,
so
no,
didn't she, did they
the
take their company
name?
No, because Stefano and EJ had their own stock in these companies. And so when you get rid of the companies, that money goes back to the stockholders, is what I'm saying. Okay, even if you're selling it at a loss, the loss is going back to them. So if regardless of how much they sold the stock for, if they sold it for 50 cents when they bought it for a dollar, yeah, they're taking a 50 cent cut now, but that 50 cents still goes back to the owner of the stock, which would be Stefano and EJ.
Wasn't EJ See? Controlling? Is an EJ
short-term or long-term
running some of the companies?
Loss. That's what it is.
That Victor
yeah.
gave him?
It's
EJ's
simple
running some of the companies.
Well,
EJ and Sammy are married, so it's totally different because Sammy can have control of everything anyway. But Kate doesn't have control of Stefano's. She doesn't have control of his bank account. She only had the right to vote, and now she's CEO, co-CEO of the company. She doesn't
uh-huh.
have his checking account. So when she's saying that she's not giving him a dime by selling the companies,
uh-huh.
that just didn't add up.
Uh-huh.
It's just one of those things I got to overlook because of the soap.
Yeah. It's kind of like when we have medical drama, too. It's like it's never accurate.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You just got to overlook it.
What is that, willful suspension of disbelief or whatever?
Is EJ now
going into the dirty end of the business now, like drugs and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Remember he got out of it, but now,
he's
getting back into it. That's what it sounds like.
Did you see the devil horns, Marianne? Did you see them?
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually see the devil horns, though, behind him in the props?
I'm going to go back and screen cap that pic.
Okay.
It was
the whole time he sat on that couch and,
uh-huh.
and talked to Victor, Victor's props behind him, I'm going to take a picture of it. I think I did actually. The candles, the chandelier or whatever it is behind him, the candelabra behind him.
It looked
him,
like
mm-hmm.
he had
a devil
like,
horn behind him. As he changes mm-hmm. his whole persona over to the dark side. I'll send it to you guys. I'm going to do it in just a few minutes.
Oh.
I'll send it up there.
That was very cool.
Anna, I
did
notice
that. I'll tag you too,
Karen.
I
said, did you notice that? I had noticed that.
I didn't notice it,
Yeah.
I mean,
that was one of those little things.
One
of my little fashion critiques.
Did you guys talk about the fashion? Did you notice all the black and white dresses?
Yeah.
Did you brought that up? Okay, I didn't know if you brought that up. Oh, and I have to say, I loved Jennifer's dress, and I loved her
hair.
Girl,
you took the words right out of my mouth, honey. I was just going to say that she did not look like a train wreck this week.
When she went to the trial, she had her hair up, she had an updo, and she had that dress, black and white dress. I thought she looked really good in that.
Yes, you're right. I didn't even,
Marianne, my suggestion was that they were going to the Vatican. The black and white was an homage to the
I like Nicole's dress. Sammy's dress was okay, but I liked Nicole's dress.
The back of Sammy's dress distracted Rose all week, though, which I kind of didn't mean to.
Yeah, I didn't like that back. I didn't like all that cutout stuff, but, yeah, I liked Nicole's with that simple, you know, little, like,
it's just a matter of it looked like her bra was hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just put it right out there for you. It looked like she was literally wearing
the white
her bra
dress,
under
yeah,
her
almost...
dress, and it was showing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like the way the shape was.
I didn't know if you covered the fashion or not, but, yeah, I just noticed that. All the women had black and white dresses on.
You know, I actually liked Nicole's haircut. She kind of reminded me of Dorothy
Hamill. I like
Hamill.
Her haircut.
Reminded me of Dorothy Hamill. I said, that is so sexy. I said, who is that bitch?
She always has. Who
does that remind you of? Who?
Dorothy Hamill.
I don't like it when they do her bangs back so that her whole forehead is showing. I don't think that's a flattering look for her. But otherwise, when her bangs are on her forehead, I think she looks better. So she looks good.
I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, who is that bitch, honey? She is fabulous. So I said, kudos. Kudos to the hair and makeup team.
So
I guess Eric's not going to be a priest anymore.
Speaking of hair and makeup, Lauren Coslow, Deidre Hall, and James Reed tweeted some pictures this week, and James Reed is now on Twitter. So he's the one who plays Clyde Weston.
Oh, okay.
So check James Reed out at
James Reed.
James, and then it's J-A-M-E-Z.
Fred.
Hang on.
I've got it right now.
I'll find out.
I've got it right here.
I've got it.
Why don't I have it right here? I thought I did it.
And there's a... Okay.
It might be J-A-M-Z. I think it's J-A-M-Z.
Yeah, I think it's J-A-M-Z. Yeah.
And there's a picture out with Molly Bennett.
R-E-A-D. So J-A-M-Z-R-E-A-D. So.
Yeah, so follow James Reed on Twitter. And... Also, if you like the idea of Kate and Clyde getting together, follow Clyde fans like Clyde, only it's K-A for Kate, and then L-Y-D-E fans were Kate and Clyde. So check that out on Twitter. But, yeah, it's exciting that they got James on Twitter, and they had some cute pictures that they posted.
I need y'all to answer you this question. Why the hell is Jordan so upset because Rave didn't tell her when she hadn't even told Rave about her past and all these ideas?
She still hasn't, but she keeps trying to. And Rave keeps blowing her off, and he's got other things he's got to do right now. So, I mean, she's finally decided to come clean with him, and now all the basically... Everything's hitting
He's
the fan.
Even bored with her. So. He's even bored with her. That's why he doesn't even want to listen to her. That's my theory. Oh,
and
darn. The phone's ringing again.
I still don't understand why these three
women
are fighting over
it. Oh, it's the station. That's why. Because he doesn't want her to talk. He
well, because Daniel's out of town, Marianne.
Yes, they should
still.
These are three women fighting over EJ. Come on, really.
I mean, still, but
well,
what's
that, we already did that with Nicole and Sammy and
yeah.
I don't know if there was a third one or not. But
I don't know if there was a third one. No,
oh,
but yeah.
Taylor. Sammy, Nicole, and Taylor. That was when three women were fighting over EJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, Taylor, what a zero.
Well,
what
Ray,
man, we've been there. We don't have time for that.
What Ray
did,
I mean, that's not even really that bad when you went through all these different states and changed your identification. Tammy Sue, is that really her name? Tammy Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Sue Jordan, yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And Ollie has been.
Ollie.
And then he named somebody Oliver, yeah. He named somebody else when he was talking to his buddy from the Ozarks.
Oh,
he
yeah.
wanted
who
to know if somebody
guy?
Was
Jesse,
okay,
he?
And
yeah.
I don't know.
He's up
Jesse,
to no good.
Yeah.
Though.
Is Jesse okay? And I mean, what are they bringing
Jesse
the Ozarks,
okay.
shipping the Demiras off to Italy and bringing Ozarks over or something? I don't know. how many more Ozarks?
Banjos?
We've got James Reed. We don't need to be
Ooh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, honey. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We don't need any, but we don't need any more Ozarks. We're going to
die. Oh, God. How many more are going to come out from under the, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
how many more?
Oh, no, God.
You do realize that Kenneth lives in Arkansas. So while we're bashing the Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
Sean, I hate Arkansas, honey. You can bet on
Arkansas.
You're
really
doing the
stereotype. Hey, Kenneth, full disclosure,
really
I lived in Conway. Full disclosure, I lived in Conway for a year, so I can't lie.
Hold on, you lived in Conway?
Yes.
You live right down the street from me, and you didn't, what? I didn't know you back then, honey. Shh. Oh, we're going to catch up.
Anna, you've been everywhere,
hit
Anna.
Hit me up on Twitter, honey.
I've lived the so
we got a
wall
button now.
What can I say?
You got me trying there, Anna.
We got three Walmarts and three McDonald's down in Conway now, so I guess we're doing pretty good, huh?
Whoa, you got three? Broadwell's only
wait,
got one.
No.
Well, two if you count Walmart.
Oh, man.
The
oh,
Dairy
my
Queen.
God, honey.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
we have
we
a connection.
Yeah,
we got two
we
connections. Vargas and Conway. Vargas and Conway,
I even
honey.
I even know where Conway, Arkansas is? Halfway
yes, ma'am.
Between Pickles Gap and Toad Suck Ferry.
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. I know exactly where that's at. I sure do, yes, ma'am. That's about 25 minutes away from me. I
yep.
stay on 365.
Oh, halfway. Yeah. Oh,
yes,
man.
Honey.
Well,
it's a small world.
I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't go too far in the Ozark bashing here. But no. But yeah. I mean, I think more to the point. I think what Rose and Marianne were more highlighting was the fact that they hope there aren't any more Jordans coming out of the woodwork.
Thank you. Yeah. There you go.
Oh yeah. Any.
I kind of like
more
Ben.
From that family.
I like Ben. They can keep Ben. Jordan needs to go somewhere else. She needs to get one of her
like
babies.
Ben. I kind of like Ben and Abby.
I like Ben. So
I
think Jordan needs
kinda
to
like
hit
him.
The road. And I like Clyde. I like Clyde and Ben. They can stay. But anyway. So
Jordan needs to track down our friend
so
and bring her home for Lucas. She's
I'm
going to
wrap things
Sherilyn.
Up here, so I'm going to go around, give everybody one parting shot, so to speak. Kenneth, do you have anything else you wanted to add that we screwed up on earlier?
No, honey, it's been enough screwing going on the show as it is. We don't need to add that left to that. No, already. Now
there is no screwing.
Rose,
did you have anything? Oh, sorry. If there was one thing that I really wish they would do, is fix this whole this Eve thing, and I really love Hope and Aiden. Yeah, so I like the fact that they get ready to build a story around Jennifer.
Yeah.
I mean Jennifer and Hope, because Hope needs to go ahead and to snatch that bitch on out of there, honey, and go get her man, honey.
Yeah,
Jennifer
might.
She needs to cut a bitch,
and her name's Jennifer.
Yeah.
All
that's
right, that's good.
That's
okay, and then let's see, Rose, did you have any last thoughts? Do we cover the bases? Okay, Marianne.
I'm good. Everybody got told off this week, so I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to switch gears here to General Hospital
and say
that, Teo Penguin's returned as Victor Cassadine on
Thursday.
Yeah. So, yes, he had his scenes on Thursday, and I think he's going to be on Monday again.
Oh,
so
good.
He was behind the whole thing with Rafe, and we saw Robin, and of Rafe running, like he was behind the, you know, Patrick's car accident. So
now, why was
to keep Robin in line? I know it's kind of strange. I guess to keep Robin in line, you know, that he could, you know, to hurt her family. Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So yeah, and I guess I guess Jason really is alive. So I will be seeing more.
Well, he's in Ohio.
I got a question about that. I got a question about that. Who is does Nina have a sister? I started watching it 2 days ago, so I'm trying to catch up.
Nina
has a sister, right?
No, Nina's got a brother.
And they got a brother, Nathan.
The policeman, Nathan, yeah.
Not that we know of yet.
So that girl is not.
That Rosalie or whatever, Rosemary or Rose something.
That's her nurse.
It's her nurse. That she's on the payroll.
The girl in the wheel.
Which one?
Who do you think was her sister? Did you think someone was her sister?
Lord have mercy. The one that was with the cop at first. The one that was with the cop.
Maxie.
Oh, my God.
The short blonde or the one in the wheelchair?
I thought Nina had a sister. I thought it was the girl that was in the hospital that left with Robin's husband.
That's Sam. No, that's not her. Sam was going out with Nina's husband when Nina was thought to be dead.
Okay.
Sam is the other woman.
Okay.
But she didn't know she was the other woman.
Y'all know I don't know.
She knows she's the other woman.
Okay, so cool. So we get more Teo next week. And he didn't have the glasses on, right, Marianne?
No. He's looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a blue suit on this time, yeah. Also, he's got to lose the suit, but, you know, we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on that.
Where's Dr. O? She needs to take the button.
Dr. O needs to work on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. O or Matt was the sister, Madeline.
We haven't been seeing much of Dr. O lately, have we?
No, not lately, no.
I like her.
I know.
Last time I saw her, she was helping. She was helping she was helping Britt hide.
Spencer. I'd love to see more Spencer scenes
with
Victor too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little boy, so cute.
Alrighty. Yeah. Oh, I know. Spencer is adorable. He's hilarious.
Sam's son is going to be recast. Did you hear about that?
Oh yeah, I saw that. The twins.
They recast the son.
Danny.
They recast the little boy, the little baby.
Oh, they're making
Jason
him older?
Jason and Sam's son. He's a boy now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Oh.
Oh, probably because since Jason's
probably
back.
Talking. Yeah. I think he's talking parts or something.
Do y'all think Nina and Franco will get together? There was some chemistry there the other day.
Yeah, I think there's chemistry there,
it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
like Carly, but kind of, I don't know, might be chemistry there with Nina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're switching all the couples around again. They got Olivia with Ned and
Sunny
back with Carly.
All I know is Anna Devane needs to get hungry again because the only time we ever see Duke
bringing
her coffee or dinner after hours, takeout, and we never see Duke, and it's really pissing me off.
We need some Duke and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need Duke
and I'd like to see some Duke and Victor scenes too together.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. Yes, that would be definite eye candy for us, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all right then. Well, I guess if everybody has had their last thoughts for the evening. We'll go for the week and tune in next week to see what goes
what
on
happens.
In Salem and Genoa City. I'm not Genoa City.
Genoa City.
Port Charles.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Night, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.